From the KBUT News Satellite Studios in Mount Crested Butte, I'm Christopher Biddle with your local newscast for Friday, March 27th. An avalanche of unemployment claims has broken records in Colorado. Preliminary figures show that 45,000 people filed claims so far this week. That's doubled from last week's numbers. The worst week of the Great Recession in Colorado saw about 8,000 claims. Governor Jared Polis' statewide remain-at-home order to limit the spread of COVID-19 is likely to close more businesses or limit their hours. Nationwide, the U.S. Department of Labor counted about 3.3 million new claims. The COVID-19 pandemic has brought lawmaking to an indefinite halt at the state capitol, but as KBUT Scott Franz reports, Governor Jared Polis still privately signed more than 60 bills into law this past week.
They range from the historic repeal of the death penalty to a measure allowing more dogs on restaurant patios this summer. Another new law creates a traffic citation for drivers who fail to yield to cyclists and bike lanes. Polis also signed a bill that will allow students to take days off for mental health reasons. The legislature is scheduled to return Monday following a two-week emergency recess, but State Senator Chris Hansen of Denver says it will not be business as usual.
We'll need to extend the recess given the current orders and emergency situation that's in place.
Lawmakers are waiting for the state Supreme Court to decide whether they can make up the lost time by extending the session past May 6th. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
While hospitals across the country struggle to maintain an appropriate supply of medical protective equipment for their staff, Jody Leonard, head of viral infection control for Gunnison Valley Health, says Gunnison is faring far better than other communities.
We actually are sitting really good compared to other hospitals around the state, especially. And for a critical access, little isolated hospital, we're sitting excellent.
Leonard also said that because Gunnison was declared a COVID-19 hotspot early on in the pandemic, it's given the hospital an advantage in getting access to supplies from the state and federal government.
So we've been able to replenish even what we've used and then some.
But Leonard acknowledged the possibility that resupplies could stop coming, and so officials are closely monitoring numbers of gloves, gowns, masks, and testing swabs. As of Thursday afternoon, Leonard said the county had somewhere around 11 million gloves waiting to be used, but that might dwindle faster than you'd expect.
If you imagine a nurse going into a room every hour for 24 hours, and every time they go in there, they're wearing a pair of gloves, you know, you add that up pretty quick. So we're looking at probably close to 4,000 or 5,000 gloves a day, pairs of gloves.
Hospital employees, therefore, are still being told to ration their supplies. For staff that are required to wear the N95 mask, for instance, a crew of volunteers with the county are sewing cloth masks to cover the N95 and preserve its usability. Those cloth masks will also be worn by non-medical staff like janitors, office workers, and administrators.
Including the CEO, right down to people who are working in their own office, doing nothing with patient contact, they're still in a mask. And so at that point, a little bit of protection will go a long way for them to walk in the hallway and use the restroom or get their lunch or whatever. And that's where I really feel like these home-sewn or home-grown, if you will, masks are going to be super helpful.
Leonard said that in an effort to preserve the N95 masks, which she called, quote, liquid gold, staff are also encouraged to interact with patients outside when possible. In recent weeks, the Trump administration has come under scrutiny for not enacting the Defense Production Act, which would have enabled the federal government to temporarily seize industries that could help protect the nation. Despite admitting that such decisions are, quote, above her pay grade, Leonard says she hopes to see a shift in that policy sooner rather than later.
This is our war. And although our enemy doesn't necessarily have a gun, it's just a different enemy. It's still a war. And at what point does our governmental agencies step up and say, you know, at our last world war, we stopped all mass production of just about everything except for what was needed for wartime. And do we need to be looking at that closer? Probably.
As of Friday morning, there were a total of 67 positive cases of COVID-19 in Gunnison County, with 38 tests pending at the state laboratory. You're listening to KBUT Community Radio News. Thanks for tuning in.